back on the Officer Jack McLamb program. Sorry about that. I had to run real quick somewhere and had to run right back, so I'm sorry I missed the opening of the second hour here, but you're listening to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks, and it's good to be back with you here on this Sunday, Mother's Day in the USA. And I'm thinking about my mother, and I'm thinking about Greg Pound's wife, Melissa, I think her name is, and a lot of mothers out there today who have lost their children because of the evil that Christian families have allowed to take over this nation. Yes, folks, when Christians withdrew from the institutions, which we definitely did, because we began to be taught the lie that we're going to be raptured out of here and get to heaven out of here, and we don't have to do anything. We don't have to put our heads up. We don't have to get involved because we're leaving here next week, and we've been taught that for 75 years, and, of course, we're still here. But it caused Christians to withdraw into the church and say, heck with the system. We're leaving here next week. And, folks, the only way we can stop these things is get involved, as God told us to, occupy the institutions, occupy this land until his return. We were never supposed to withdraw, and when you withdraw, good, guess what comes in to fill the void? Evil comes in. And evil has total control today of the institutions. But remember, folks, there are many more of the people out here than there are of these evil, demonic people that have control of our system today. And praise God, our Lord has raised up Melissa and Greg Pound through their tragedy, absolute tragedy of losing their children, still gone from them today, and using them in a mighty way. And I'm asking you to go to their website, folks, and get involved. Look at those videos that he has. He has probably 20 videos on there of families that have had their children stolen from them by the state for various reasons. One, the system set up today to break up the homes. If you go into the school system today, you find out children are taught that they shouldn't listen to their moms and dads, that they ought to listen to their school teachers, and there is no right or wrong. There's situational ethics being played and taught in the schools where the kids are taught there is no right or wrong. You decide for yourself what's right or wrong. If you're 5 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old, mom and dad are wrong. And so we have total evil today. Satan's minions have taken over. And the only way to take it back, Greg, I think you will agree, is for God's people to come out of the church and stop just occupying the pew. That's not what God meant when he said, occupy until my return. He didn't mean occupy the pew with your derriere. He meant get involved. And we're coming right back, getting involved with Greg Pound and his wife, Melissa, not only to get their children back, folks, but to get the children back that have been stolen by the thousands there in Florida. That's a good place to start. We'll be right back.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
On the Officer Jack Michelam program, we're going right back to Greg. Greg, I want you to tell the people this years that you've been without your children now. I don't know how you've made it through, only by the grace of God, by blessing your family, but he's using you in a mighty way. But tell the listeners about what's the situation with your bride, the mama of your children today. You two are not even together because of this evil system, isn't that right?
That's correct. It's like being in a communist country where we have to hide our children from the government.
Well, did that come about? How come she had to go hide?
Well, it's because of a false police report that's been filed, the second false report. I mean, it's hard to believe that they can file false police reports and get away with it, especially when you have the documentation. I could send it to you or show it to anybody, or you can read it and you can see these people are lying to come in and confiscate people's kids. And once they get them, you can't get them back.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't know what it's going to take for America to stand up against this situation. And, I don't know where to pin it at. This DCF, it's just criminal.
Well, tell us what happened, though. It's a sad story that now you and your wife aren't even together. How did that come about?
Well, what happened is they came out on February 4th, 2006, my wife went ahead and we had another baby. So what happens is they wanted to get this other child. And so what happens, they came to the house and they filed a false police report. And the DCF went ahead and took this report, gave it to the judge. The judge in the juvenile court system here in Florida, Mary L. Fleming, went ahead and took that false police report, issued a bench warrant to pick up the baby and take the baby from my wife. And my wife just said she's not a breeder for the state. They shouldn't even have any of our kids.
Yeah,
my
right.
wife, after going on for something like a year, and my wife was doing everything. They told my wife to get a job. I mean, we've got little kids. My wife was, I mean, she's a stay-at-home mom. That's where she wants to be, homeschooling our kids. The judge said, you need to get a job. And so what happens is she was a dental assistant, and she was going to, and so forth. Before we got married, before we started having kids, she couldn't go to that because she was pregnant and the radiation and all this other stuff. So she got a job at Publix Bakery. It's a grocery store here in Florida called Publix.
Yeah.
So she's working at Publix at the bakery 5 days until she gives birth. And what happens is just and then, I mean, after we go into court, she's done everything the court's told her to do, and the case manager says, Mrs. Pound is only partially compliant to the case plan. We can't give her kids back because she's only partially compliant. But, I mean, my wife, the heart of a woman is her children. And
yes.
So what happens is it's just sad. And my wife tried to do whatever they told her, and everything she did, as you watched the videotape, along with all those other women in there standing out there crying, saying, what can I do? I've done everything they told me to do, and I still don't get my kids back. And what they do is they break you down. You begin to become broken emotionally, psychologically, physically. You just get wore out. I mean, here it is. I mean, it's a way of breaking people down. And people, so my wife, I mean, she's a fighter. And so she went out. It's just like, you know, when she went to that visit with those kids, I mean, she wasn't going to let the kids go. She's with the kids. She's not going nowhere. Here's my kids. And you're not going to separate us. And the sheriff's department came in, handcuffed her, took her to jail, arrested her. I get a phone call from her. She says, I'm in jail. And then I'm trying to do everything I can to go and see my wife through some camera at the jail so I can talk to her and tell her whatever. I don't see my wife for 4 days. And so what happens, my wife said, she ends up, they take her to a psych ward. It's called PEMS here in Pinellas County. She said she's in jail. She said she went to bed, and she said she ends up in a psychiatric ward. So what happens is I go to the psychiatric ward, and here's my wife laying on a table in a psychiatric unit called PEMS. Me and her biological father, Isaac Wood, who's retired from the fire department, go in with power attorney. We want her released so we can take her to the hospital. What happens is they went ahead, they took her from the jail. Now, this case has been going on for approximately, it's been about a year now, and they're doing everything they can to try to find some reason to justify why they've come in, taken our kids, why they've lied, all this stuff that they've done. I mean, usually they have something on somebody. But we have, it says, the fear of God is clean, enduring forever. We've lived a clean life. I mean, if they would have got us before we were Christians, there's a good chance they could have found something in our lives. But we love people, we love our Creator and our Maker, Yahweh, the Creator of heaven and earth, and we love our country, and we were in the ministry of helping people. We didn't care whether they were black, white, Mexican. I mean, there was Mexican families here that we were taking clothes to. I mean, we've got the Mexican family living 15 kids living in this little trailer. We would take them clothes and try to help them. We just tried to help people. We were making disciples, as Christ told us to do. To go and make disciples
of
all nations.
That's why the system hates you so bad, brother.
Well,
Jesus said that you will be persecuted. They persecuted him, and they will persecute you for doing what God told you to do. But, brother, tell us about what happened with your wife. How come you guys are not together?
Well, because if we're together, I mean, there's just no way in the world. I mean, number one, they'll take the baby from us.
She had to go into hiding, isn't that right?
That's right.
How long has she been in hiding now?
It's been a year and 3 months.
And how many times have you seen her during that time? Because you know they're tracking you, watching you, monitoring your phones, your email, and all of that. How many times have you seen her in a year and a half?
Well, I haven't. It's gotten so bad. We're at the place now where they're so desperate on getting not my wife, or even the baby. If they get my wife and the baby, legally, them children have to come back home to me. The baby has to come to me. I mean, they're trying to say, they have no reason for having our kids from either one of us. But what happens, my wife's reaction for biting this lady on the finger, they charged her with a felony, put her in jail, and all this other stuff. I mean, but they don't have nothing on me. And so what happens is, I mean, we're asking today, as the father, what have I done? I wasn't here at the accident. What do you have on me? You have nothing from my past. You have nothing from my, you haven't gotten anything to this degree. Why do you have my kids? Tell me. I asked them, why do you have my kids? Tell me.
The answer?
I don't get no answer. They're still at the same time. This last hearing, I should have had my kids back a long time ago. They postponed it all the way until September. That's going to give them more time to try to get me to react, try to do something. I'm going to go visit my kids, and they're going to bring me my kids either all beat up, or my kids are going to be crying, or they're going to be starving. Something's going to be wrong with my kids, and they're going to place them in a room with me with a bunch of people standing on the outside of this little door in a little dinky room, a 10 by 12 room, and they're going to watch to see if I go off.
Yeah, and they're, of course, recording everything you say.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. They're out there. Got three people outside the door writing down everything I'm doing. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like dogs. I mean, just waiting for an opportunity to...
It's amazing, Greg, that a whole system has been set up to destroy the family and to take children. And it sounds like it's amazing that everything they're doing is to destroy you and your family.
Yeah.
To steal your kids. And to think that our tax dollars are funding that system in every state across this nation...
Unbelievable.
...is absolutely... insanity on our part, for one thing, but the thing is, most people don't even know this is happening because you're never going to see this on television.
Jack, I go to court.
So it's so important what you're doing, Greg, so keep it together, brother. We're going to pray and ask all the listeners to pray that you can hold it together, all this pressure you've been under. I'm sure it's taken years off you and Melissa's life, and you haven't seen your wife for a year and 3 months now because they're tracking you, hoping to find her. And,
Jack, I've lost 14.
Prayer works miracles, brother.
It does, brother.
You know.
It does.
We're going to ask all the people to pray, but also get a hold of you and get involved, folks. Let's get involved. Go to the website. Please go to his website. Greg, give that website out again.
The website is freeourkids.com. Freeourkids.com. And here's a couple phone numbers.
Isn't it
one
freeourchildren.com?
Right, freeourkids.com or freeourchildren. I mean, when I first went for the website, I had to find a name that wasn't taken, and I didn't like to use the word kids, but that was the only thing that was open in order, so I wanted to say free our children, and so that's why I put free our kids. I mean, this, it was the only thing open at that time.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at freeourchildren.com.
That's right. That's been added. That's right. Free Our Children.
Yeah.
Right.
Praise God. But, folks, I want you to go to the section here and look at these videos, and it'll just rip your heart out. And this is so important because until we get emotional, until we know the facts of what's happening and can get our emotions up, we don't react. And these families here that have had their children stolen, men and women talking together, black people, white people, and most of them are don't have money to fight. And this is happening all across the states, but we need to attack Florida first and get the laws changed. And when you see how to fix the problem, you're just going to love it. Because he's got it nailed here, how we can fix the problem,
right,
folks. But we have to get involved. As God said in Psalms 94:16, stand up against the workers of iniquity.
Right.
That's the only way God is going to put his hand of blessing back on this land, Greg, that he's
right.
taken off. He's taken off because we've withdrawn as his people and let Lucifer and his minions take over everything.
Right.
Go right ahead, Greg.
Jack, I had several numbers. I had one to the governor's office, Charlie Crisp, and then
okay.
office to the local sheriff, Jim Coates, here in Pinellas County.
Well, let's give those out. I'm going to write them down, too, folks. Get your pencils and papers. Be right back here after the break. So we can start Monday morning. We can start calling. And I would say, folks, call every other day. Call every other day until we can get these kids back with their families, our Greg and Melissa, to start out with. Be right back. Thanks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Greg's going to give out a few phone numbers here, but I noticed a note here on my screen, okay, from RBN, and I had forgotten about this, folks, but we can't forget about it. We're having a pledge drive at RBN, at Republic Broadcasting Network, to keep the programs going, to keep us going and growing is what I like to say, and we need your help. So please, folks, just real quick here, write down this number and call in and make a pledge to RBN, so that we can keep these programs going and keep the people informed and mostly keep the people active, because God expects us to put feet to our prayers, not just pray about things, but then after we pray to get up and do something about these things. Here's that number for pledging some money for RBN every month. It's 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, okay? Call that number, if you will, and help us to keep going and growing here on RBN so we can have wonderful programming on like Greg Pound and get involved with him and Melissa. Right now, let's get involved Monday morning starting tomorrow, and then on Wednesday morning, call again these numbers, and on the Friday morning, call again, and let's keep doing it until we just bug the tar out of these evil people that are running the state government there in Florida, and release these kids to the Pound family. Greg, go right ahead, brother, and give out those numbers, and you tell us what you'd like us to do.
Okay, Jack. Jim Coates is the sheriff here in Pinellas County, and I met him. I've talked to his office. I've been trying for a year to get him to do something about what's going on, and I was at the Department of Juvenile Justice Board meeting that I've been elected to. And I gave him I gave him the false police reports. I gave him a copy of your newsletter and of the seminars and so forth. And I asked him to look at this material. As the sheriff, he's the highest man. He can stop what's going on here.
He can, certainly.
He can. And so I tried to motivate and encourage him to go ahead and I said, look at these. Read it from your Donald class, one of your deputies. Look at what he said. Look at this false police report, and we need something done. Now, I haven't heard back from him. He told me he would call me personally. He said, I'll call you back, and I'll let you know after looking at it. I haven't heard back from him, and it's just hard to get me on the phone because I get so many phone calls. But at the same time, I need to contact him again, and this court stuff is just draining me every single day. It's like something's going on. But the office to the sheriff's department here is 727-582-6200.
727. What's the rest?
582.
582. I write kind of slow, but some of the other people do too. 582.
6200.
6200. Okay. I've got 727 area code, 727-582-6200, and that's the sheriff's office?
That's right.
And what's the sheriff's name?
Jim Coates.
Jim, how do you spell Coates?
C-O-A-T-S.
C-O-A-T-S.
Right.
Coates, okay. All right. We're going to do that. Our police and military association is going to start calling Monday morning to Jim Coates there and talk to him. I'll talk to him personally. And, brother, I'm asking all the listeners to do the same thing, folks. Call and put a call in for Jim Coates and tell him that this is a case based on no facts, no truth whatsoever. They've taken these children because a dog bit one of the children originally. And the dog should be punished for biting somebody, but they should not remove all the kids out of a family's home, folks. You know that. I know that, and the sheriff ought to know that. So please do call him on Monday. Do you have other numbers you would like us to call to, Greg?
Right, Jack, I have the number to the governor's office.
Okay.
And that's
850-850
488 4441.
Okay, 850 area code.
Right.
488.
Mm-hmm.
4441.
That's right.
Okay, that's the governor's office.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm praying that the people listening will do just that, and just let's bug the tar out of them until they do something about this horrible case. It would be one thing if you folks were guilty of something, Greg. You know,
mm-hmm.
but, of course, these families are stealing the children from. Most of them are just like you are.
Right.
They're just doing it because they want to make millions and millions of bucks every year for the state. And mm-hmm. and the people that are doing it have moved up in these positions that are just flat evil. They're just
right.
flat evil, and they're out there to destroy families, snatch children, a lot of times because they're child molesters and pedophiles, and for all bad reasons. There's no good reason to be
right.
doing this whatsoever. Now, do we need an organization? And I say it should be like the police department, Greg.
Uh-huh.
When you get a call and you get somebody reporting a family abusing their children,
uh-huh.
that the police should go out and investigate. And they
mm-hmm.
should do a report.
Exactly.
And if a child, it looks like he's been, you know, totally molested or hurt and injured when the police go out there, they should take that child for his own protection. But there shouldn't be a racket,
right.
a doggone criminal racket set up
right.
to plague the people of that state constantly. We'll be right back with Greg Pound, folks. Stay tuned. Just a couple minutes here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is absolutely criminal enterprises set up. They fall under RICO. They ought to be all prosecuted for setting up a system that's criminal from the beginning to its end to steal children and destroy families and for making money, great amounts of funds. Let's go back to Greg. Greg, give out those numbers. Tell us what we need to do, and then we've got three callers on the line I'd like to get to. One of them's a friend of yours in Florida, and then we have Ernie in Virginia and Dan in Florida, too. So, Greg, go ahead and give out some more numbers for us and give us our marching orders. We've got the Sheriff Jim Coates to call on Monday, Governor's office to call on Monday, and any others?
I'll give you Bob Butterworth is the secretary now of the Department of Children and Family.
Okay, and Bob Butterworth?
Right.
Okay.
He's the new appointed secretary.
Okay.
And his number is in Tallahassee,
850-487-1111. Okay, Butterworth, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, would you mind taking a few calls there?
No, I think you'll like these callers.
Okay, let's go to our dear brother, Ernie, in Virginia. Ernie is a great American and a fighter for freedom. And, Ernie, welcome to the program. You're on with Greg Pound.
Thank you, Jack, and sorry to hear about the situation, Greg. And I have not been to your website before, and in trying to understand the real problem or condition here, I understand Jack mentioned that a dog bite was the initial issue. Was it your dog or a neighbor's dog? I'd like a little more facts on the background here.
Well, if you want to call me after the program, I'll give you all the facts, I'll email them, send them to you, however I can, whatever it can be. But it starts off with the dog bite, and what the facts is the Department of Children and Family sent out a girl by the name of Megan Gallagher.
Oh, hey, Greg, that's okay. And I'm going to be brief here because I know you got other calls.
Right.
And I can get more details probably off your website.
Okay.
But you mentioned homeschooling our kids, and that is an issue that's very big in the European Union, and President Bush just recently signed on April 30th the transatlantic treaty to integrate basically North American Union with the European Union to harmonize our laws. And in Germany, it's illegal to homeschool. What they're trying to do in the bigger picture is to have absolute control by the state over the children too. So
right.
Okay. What we got in the background, so that I can better understand, did you formally attempt to contact Governor Bush, who preceded the current governor?
I went to his office. I drove to his office 5.5 hours to Tallahassee, and tried to get and I've tried everything I can. I mean, they've got our kids. They've got my wife hiding with our baby. If I got to swim across the ocean, I'll swim across the ocean. But I'm saying if that'll work, whatever it takes, I'll go ahead and do it. And I've tried to do everything I can, and I'm going to keep going at it. I'm not.
You need help, Greg.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself, brother. And we're going to be helping you.
Yeah, right. but did you have this meeting with the governor, or did you send a formal?
Oh no, I've sent letters. People all over the state have sent letters. He's got an email. We've dedicated this website to Jeb Bush because he hasn't done nothing about all the cases in the state of Florida. The federal money that's come in to Florida makes him look real, made his administration look like we were doing real well in Florida. I mean, this we're talking about it's using children for money, and then the whole thing is sealed. The whole Department of Children and Family, you can't get into the records, you can't get into nothing. They seal everything up, and you just can't get into it.
Okay, another government conspiracy, secrecy, lack of due process.
Hey, Ernie?
Yes.
Hey, brother, go to the website and go into there, to do about it, and you're going to be thrilled to see what Greg and Melissa and others have decided to do about it. And what he's saying in how we can stop this is doable if the American people will contact the governor and contact the representatives there in that state and tell them to get that system back under the Constitution, where these families have constitutional rights to have a jury trial and everything. But Greg has it nailed as to what we can do, but he needs help, and we can all get together and see the things on there that we need to do and concentrate on that, and we can change the system in Florida. And if we can change the system in Florida in giving these people constitutional rights again, then we can change it across the land, Ernie.
Right.
And I think I know you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
brother.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, Jack and Greg, but there is a bigger plan underway, and they're rushing in this new one-world government.
Yes, yes.
And what the recent passage by Congress of the hate crimes bill, and I don't know if the Senate will be voting on this week or the following week, but Barney Frank has introduced House Resolution 1592 that would require any business with 15 or more employees to hire homosexuals, and also the issue about the people who are transitioning, these guys that are transitioning to womanhood or this gender diversity. And I mean, has the country gone awry here? I mean, they're attacking the children, they're attacking businesses, they're attacking our national state, our sovereignty. This is an all-front attack.
Right, it is.
That is, yeah.
It's not just one issue. With children being grabbed by the state, we are being hit in so many different fronts, and at the same time, the dollar is about ready to collapse with $3 trillion deficit spending, wars we cannot afford. The country is being put under siege here, and I'm very sorry to hear about your plight, Greg, and we will do our part.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Ernie. God bless you, brother. Yes, together we're strong, folks. Together we're strong.
Right.
Individually, they can stamp all over your back and just have their way with you. Okay, let's go to Alex in Florida, friend of the guest, friend of Greg's. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Go ahead, Alex.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Alex. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my name's Alex. I live in Tampa, Florida. I'm a neighbor of Greg's. I've been following Greg's story for the last few years, and I'm aware of what he's going through.
Praise the Lord, brother. Good.
I got to say something, okay? You said something earlier in the show that said that we need to change the laws.
Yes.
But there's a guy named Thomas Jefferson. There's a guy named James Madison. There's a guy named George Washington and Hancock. They all understood that there were actually four branches of government in our country. There's the legislative branch, which we're all familiar with,
yeah.
The executive branch, we're all familiar with, and the judicial branch. Well, we forgot about the fourth branch of government a long time ago, and that's we the people.
That's right. Yes, we're the sovereigns. We're supposed to be the sovereigns.
Jefferson said that if we leave the power with the people will keep government in check.
That's right.
And we missed that somewhere along the line.
That's right, but Alex, we can get it back. It's not over until it's over, and
Amen.
God's on his throne and in his heaven.
Amen.
And if his people get up and do what God told them to do, and that is to challenge evil, to come and stand against evil and workers of iniquity, God will put his hand of blessing back on this nation. And I have a guarantee of that. Every one of us have a guarantee of that in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But it's going to require all of us, Alex, to just stand up and to start making noise about these and taking action against these criminals that have control of our government today. Don't you agree, Alex?
Amen. Amen. Now, here in Florida, what we've done is, I don't know if you've heard of We the People Foundation out of New York. And
yes.
There's a fellow named Bob Schultz, a remarkable man, a real
right.
patriot.
Yes, sure is.
Well, I'm the Southeast Regional Coordinator for We the People.
Uh-huh.
And what we're doing in Florida is we took the state, broke it down into 7 districts. Each district has a district coordinator. Each county has a coordinator. And we're joining all the groups together. We're not going to be out there in the wind, one group here, one group there, fighting their own little mission. If we the people join together in one voice, we can put our collective foot down, and we can change America. Now, it's not going to
change
overnight.
Absolutely, Alex.
Well, we can change the course, and that's the key. We got to change the course, and then we'll fix it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we
Very,
have to get behind
very good,
Greg.
Alex. Very good, Alex. I hope that maybe you'll put on the agenda that we ought to get Greg's kids back and go and read what he has on his website where it says how to change the system. And I'd love to see we the people get involved with this issue because, as the Bible says, Alex, as you know, that if any of us allow injury to God's little ones, we're all going to be held accountable in the Bible. And we don't want to see that happen. But right now, I am accountable because I'm not doing something about this. But starting Monday morning, this old retired cop and our 2 police and military associations are going to get involved because I don't want to stand before the Lord one day and him say anything but good and faithful servant to me and the ones I love. So, Alex, thanks for calling in, brother, and I'm so happy you're there, and I hope that you'll get We the People, who is a fantastic organization, and the leadership's fantastic. Let's get involved with Greg and get his kids back and see if we can change the system in this nation. God bless you. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking me on the phone.
No problem. Go right ahead.
Greg, first off, I'd like to say kudos to Alex, who was just on with We the People. Actually, I'm the District 7 coordinator for We the People over here in Palm Beach County, Broward, Dade, and Martin
Praise
County.
Praise God, brother.
And I want to emphasize what Alex said about We the People uniting, because it doesn't matter what organization you belong to or what your problem is. We all know that there's one major problem in America today, and that's the government is out of control and they're unaccountable to we the people. There's
right.
no accountability. I know many families who've had their children taken from them. I have to tell you that that I have prepared myself in the future or anyone knocking on my door and trying to take my children away from me, because there are certain things that a man has got to stand for, and there are certain things that a man has to give his life up to protect, and that's his family.
Right.
Now,
yes, brother,
since your situation is, I want to tell you also that I was involved in the Terry Schiavo protest over there in Pinellas County.
That county
is thoroughly corrupt. We went over to meet with Bernie McCabe. I led a group of people over to meet with Bernie McCabe, and they wouldn't even allow me to go in and talk with him. We came onto the complex there where the court is, the public, you know, public domain, correct?
Yeah.
And they would not let me or any of us go in and confront him and ask him why he isn't protecting this woman. And so the entire county, there's the sheriff, all the prosecutors, all the complete system there, the judges, are all unaccountable to we the people, and they're thoroughly corrupt. There's a lot more, you know, than you gentlemen know, because you've been in this fight, and obviously, Mr. McLam, I've been reading your papers and your newsletters for years and years now. You've been in this for quite a long time, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Thank you, Dan. Well, God bless you, brother, for being involved down there. I think, Dan, that I can't think of an issue. I mean, there's so many ways we're being attacked. God's people are being attacked because we've withdrawn into our churches and are waiting the rapture, and we're not willing to go out and stand up and do the tough job God told us to do. But, Dan, I'm so happy to know you're there, and Alex is there, and there's people all across this radio audience today that are total activists, and that's the way we're going to impress our Lord and have us have success. Every time, Dan, every time we get people up and making phone calls to their representatives, like we need to do down there in Florida, and we change things. Every time for 3 years in a row, we put down the hate crimes legislation. Now we're going to do it again this year. It's in the Senate. Starting Monday, we're going to start calling again to the Senate to say no to the hate crimes bill. We've done that for 3 years in a row, when God's people will get up on their hind legs and do what God told us to do, and that's put feet to your prayers. Do something. Don't just pray. Praying is so important, but then also be an activist. So, Dan, you and Alex and the rest of you, God bless you for your activism. Go ahead and finish up, Dan.
Well, I just wanted to say one more thing, Jack, and I really appreciate you giving me this much time on the air. And, Greg, my heart goes out to you, and we will definitely keep you in prayers. But faith without works is dead. In fact, faith and works, you know, faith is an action word. And that's the problem, Jack, with the Christian community today. You know, we're just going to pray, and everything's going to be okay.
Right.
We have to take action. Our website in Florida is www.wtpifl.com.
wtpifl.com. One more time, Dan. Give that out a little bit slower.
Okay, www.wtpifl.com.
Okay.
And we're having meetings all over the state, and we're getting people from all different organizations. Now, with Greg's organization, what he can do is come to our meetings, and he will meet other like-minded people who will join up with him.
Yeah,
and
good.
So no longer
good.
Will he be alone. He will, instead of having 20 people, 30 people, he will have 100 or 200 people with him. And we need to go down, and we need to protest. We need to be down at the courthouse, you know, waving signs and telling our government servants that they need to be accountable to us.
That's right. On the days that they're having that family court, there should be people out on the sidewalk with signs.
Yes.
And Brother Alex and Dan, we're just about out of time. We got to go and give Greg the last few minutes. But listen, I hope you, Alex and Dan, you will get involved too, not just wait for Greg to come down and try to talk to people. But this is such a critical issue. If we don't stand up as men for the families and the children, I think God's going to have a word with us now that
Amen.
We know about this crisis, Dan. Thanks
Amen.
For calling in, brother. God bless
you,
and for all your activism down there. And, Greg, I hope that they do get involved, we the people, mm-hmm. with you. It won't take very long at all if we the people get involved with you and our listeners out here get involved with you. We can raise holy heck. Uh-huh. And it won't take very long, and those kids will be back with you, brother. And then we can
Amen.
Start concentrating on those wonderful ways you've cited for us to change the system in this land.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead, Greg. Take the last few minutes there,
brother. Okay. Jack, I just want to thank RBN and their network for being there. I want to thank, there's a gentleman that you have on that, on Ralph Winter Road. He has a program, and if they were planning on terminating my rights, they had everything set. When I went in, the court was packed.
Yeah.
They had everything set up, and it was because I listened to RBN and heard of a program where I received the information that I needed in order to stop what this court system was doing.
Praise
to
God,
me.
Brother.
Amen.
Hold on, Dan. We're coming up on our last break, and then we'll give you the last few minutes. Dan, hang on there. We'll be right back. I mean, not Dan, I mean Greg. Greg, hang on. Bye.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hot here, folks. We're coming back quick because we only have like 2.5 minutes left. I notice, Greg, that we have George in Florida on the line, but would you like to say a few things, Greg, in closing? And we'll try to pick up George before we go off. Hello?
Ralph? I mean,
hello?
Jack?
Yes, Greg.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jack, just what it says...
Okay. George is gone. I just heard that George is gone, so you got the last 2 minutes there, Greg.
Okay. Just in the Word, how it tells us to put on the whole armor of God and to do everything that we can to stand. And after we've done everything is to stay standing. And that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand and stay standing. And I just ask the listeners to please pray for my wife and our kids and just pray that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness would hover about these children, my wife, and protect them. And I just pray that this would be exposed and come to a stop and that America would turn back, repent of its sin, and turn back to God and just see what we're doing. And that our leaders would see that. I mean, Moses said, take all the leaders out and hang them, because the leaders were the ones who led the people astray. Moses knew that as the people that are leading us, they need to take what they're doing seriously, and they're not.
Yeah. Well, it is the leaders that are killing us, but it's because we've abandoned the institutions, brother. So
right.
God will put his hand of protection, just like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, only
right.
if his people will come out of their prayer closets and come out of their churches and get back on their knees and ask forgiveness for giving up control and getting back in control, and God will put his hand of protection back on our land, and we will succeed again.
Right.
But not if we don't do that, brother.
Right.
And I'm so pleased. I am so pleased that you're here with us today, Greg. I will keep you in our prayers. I already
Thank you,
have
Jack.
The last few days. Ask all the people to keep you in our prayers, but also that God keeps using you as a warrior for the children,
mm-hmm.
in not just in Florida, but around the country. Your website, freethekids.com, is fantastic. I can't see anything more powerful than these videos you have of these families talking about heartbroken families that have been had their children ripped out of their families and their families destroyed by this evil system.
Mm-hmm.
And so with your website and your plan on how to fix the problem, we can do this, brother. But
Thank you.
We need to join together, and we have power when we join together. Go ahead and close it out, Greg. We're just about out of time.
Well, I was thinking there's a song that me and my wife used to sing to our children in Psalms 137. It says, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
What was that? Psalms what?
Let me see. I thought it was Psalms. It's Psalms 30. Psalms 33. Yeah, Psalms 33. Today's the 13th.
I'll look that up.
It says, behold how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And we would sing that to our kids,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's just, but that's what America needs to do is get reunified. We need to come back as a community. Come, unity. We have to come together as a community in order to establish what's right. And that's going to be divided we fall, united we stand.
Amen, brother. So, very well put.
Thank you, Jack.
It's a fact.
Right.
And God will bless us, folks, by getting active again and stop waiting the rapture.
Right.
God will come back when he's supposed to come back, but I ask all of our listeners out there, be caught doing what God wants you to do when he returns in the twinkling of the eye, just like Greg and Melissa. God bless you, Greg and Melissa.
Thank you, brother.
We're praying for you, but we're also going to be active in trying to help you get your kids back and take on this peace system. God bless you, Greg. Take care, brother. Okay, folks, well, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry to bring you such a stirring story today, but it's Mother's Day, and I think it's appropriate. But I hope you go out and have a good time and thank your mothers for everything that they've done for us. I certainly thank Mom, who's in heaven now with our Heavenly Father. God bless. Have a great day. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.